Liquid data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
The news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines. Government to increase chiefs' allowances in 2026 budget. Active Green Plus calls for closure of Sino Metals over toxic spill. And in international news, prominent Ukrainian politician Andriy Paruby shot dead in Lviv.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Good evening, and now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has announced that government will increase monthly allowances for chiefs and their retainers in the 2026 national budget. Speaking during the 2025 Kulamba traditional ceremony of the Chewa people of Zambia, Malawi and Mozambique in Katete district, President Hichilema has reiterated his administration's commitment to working closely with traditional leaders to drive national development. The head of state has also reaffirmed government's dedication to social protection programs, including the social cash transfer, cash for work and other key initiatives aimed at improving livelihoods.
I am glad here, using this platform, Kalonga Gawaundi, to announce that this coming budget we are increasing the retainers and the chiefs' allowances. I'm glad to announce that because we have heard the message, and I think it's a correct message that we address those issues. Kalonga Gawaundi, very quickly, just to indicate that your government will continue with the social support programs, social cash transfer for the disadvantaged members of our society, but also cash for work will continue.
Meanwhile, Malawian President Dr. Lazarus Chakwera has expressed gratitude to the Chewa traditional leadership for their continued commitment to hosting the Kulamba ceremony, emphasizing that despite the borders dividing Malawi, Mozambique and Zambia, the Chewa people remain united by culture and heritage. Three people, including two juveniles, have sustained injuries following a road traffic accident involving three vehicles along Chinama Road at the junction of Momana Road in Olympia Park. In a statement, police spokesperson Ray Amonga said the accident occurred at approximately 12:10 hours and involved a Toyota Spacio, a Toyota Vitz, and a Toyota Hiace minibus. Mr. Amonga has stated that the Toyota Hiace minibus, whose driver and conductor are currently on the run, is believed to have been at fault. He said that preliminary investigations indicate that the minibus driver failed to obey a traffic sign, colliding with the Toyota Spacio, which had the right of way. Mr. Hamonga has stated that the force of the impact caused the minibus to overturn and crash into a stationary Toyota Vitz that was facing west. He said three minibus passengers sustained serious injuries and were identified as Grace Perry, an adult female, age not yet confirmed, a 14-year-old female juvenile and a 10-year-old female juvenile. Mr. Amanga said the injured were taken to Chipata Level 1 Hospital and police have launched a manhunt for the minibus driver and conductor who fled the scene. Active Green Plus Institute has called for the immediate closure of Sino Metals and the arrest and prosecution of all individuals involved in the deliberate concealment of the massive toxic waste spillage in Kitwe's Chambeshi area. This follows revelations that Sinometals misrepresented the extent of the spillage, allegedly discharging over 1.5 million tons of cyanide and uranium, a figure far exceeding the 50,000 tons initially reported. Institute Board Chairperson Hopkins Mwansa has described the incident as a more than corporate negligence, labeling it a grave assault on public health and environmental safety. He has stressed that the situation is not merely an environmental scandal, but a human rights crisis requiring urgent accountability, transparent investigations, and strong legal action.
This crisis demands more than outrage. It calls for urgent and decisive government intervention. Authorities must reveal the true extent of the damage and hold Sinometals accountable through immediate closure, arrest and prosecution of all involved in this deception. Continued implementation of measures to protect affected communities, matching the extent of the damage, is also a must.
Government has reaffirmed its commitment to accelerating infrastructure in Lunga District to ensure the area catches up with the rest of the country. Luapula Province Minister Nason Musonda said government is moving with urgency to address the district's unique challenges, particularly in the areas of transport infrastructure and access to public services. Speaking during his tour of the district, Mr. Msonda has stated that although Lunga is a new district, the government is committed to rapidly develop its infrastructure to bring it on par with other districts. He has noted that because Lunga is a water-based district, functional waterways and reliable dredging equipment are essential for the movement of people, goods and construction materials.
I have had an opportunity to go to Senior Chief Kariman Konde yesterday, and we also saw Chief Katomarunga, and today we are privileged also to see Israel and Chief Samba, and now we are here to see Chief Wariampone. I don't take it for granted because this is an opportunity for me to learn as the minister responsible for the province, and this trip has opened up a lot of things for me.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Millers Association of Zambia says the 2024-2025 maize marketing season is progressing well, with stakeholders implementing strict measures to ensure quality in maize procurement. MAZ President Andrew Chintela has emphasized that the industry is prioritizing high standards to safeguard the integrity of the grain and minimize post-harvest losses. Mr. Chintela has highlighted that a key focus this season is the moisture content of the maize being purchased. He has noted that millers are only procuring maize that meet acceptable moisture thresholds to maintain grain quality and reduce the risk of spoilage during storage.
To put certain stringent measures in terms of maize procurement, we are looking at the moisture content levels in the grain that is being procured under the 2024-2025 maize marketing season. That means that millers will only be able to buy maize or to purchase maize that has got the acceptable levels of moisture content, and also we are very particular in terms of the storage for this commodity. All these storage facilities that are being used, I think they actually meet the required standard for storage purposes. So we are using various storage facilities available to ensure that we avoid the post-harvest losses.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The former Speaker of the Ukrainian Parliament, Andriy Paruby, has been shot dead in Lviv, Ukrainian authorities have said. Police received reports of the shooting in the Frankivsk district of Lviv, Western Ukraine, at around midday local time, 0900 GMT on Tuesday.